Year and a half ago, I was rummaging through a box in the garage, and I was looking for a piece of music, and I ran across my Abraham tapes from a two-day workshop I did with you in 95. And I was just delighted, and I said, my Abraham tapes, I love these. And I started listening every chance I got. I would go out on my lunch hour at work and listen, and my husband started listening, and right away our lives just transformed. It was good to begin with and became richer and richer, and we're blessed that our circle of friends know you, and even the friends who don't know that there's something going on. And were asking me, how is it that you can be so positive, and you know your relationships are good, and what's the secret to your good marriage? And I said, well, I know not to get upset about things. I just don't see a need to worry. And they said, well, you don't worry about anything? That's pretty amazing. And I did some sifting, and here's the point of all this.
Yes, we've noticed you were rambling.
Here's the point that I did find a concern I had. And the intellectual part is, you've told us that the planet is in good order, it replenishes itself, all is well, its beasts move easily in and out, and I found a lot of reassurance from that, but I'm so tender-hearted that a little bird's nest fell out of the light fixture near our door, and I thought I'd die, you know, little birdlets scattered everywhere, and then someone told me, I purposely didn't see Al Gore's movie. Said I'm going to have my head in the sand over this. I know that all is well, and I'm going to keep that. And then a well-meaning friend who is, you know, there's a lot of, I call it doomsday dramas, is kind of beguiling. And I see that. I did that for a while. I was vegetarian and, you know, all my cosmetics and blah, blah. But I didn't want to see it. But she was telling me about the polar bears. And, you know, if I thought I'd die when the birdlets fell on the ground, when she told me about the polar bears, I felt like she punched me in the stomach and my heart clenched and...
And so at that moment, one of your people who is aware of how positive you are had walked into your experience and said, how do you stay so positive? What would you have said?
I have selective worrying, I guess. I don't worry about anything but the beast. Well, that's not true, but that one really got me. And... It throws me off kilter every time I think about it. So I try not to think about it. And so I guess my question is, what about the poor polar bears?
Well, whether you realize it or not, you have stumbled across the key to keeping yourself in vibrational alignment with who you are by focusing, by using your power of focus. So what you just explained to us is that you've gotten pretty good. You've done pretty good at feathering your own nest. Maybe that's too soon to give that analogy to you. You've gotten pretty good at controlling the environment around you so that you can focus more easily only upon things that feel good. And in doing so, that really is the secret of just staying in alignment with who you are. We started to interrupt you a time or two as you were rambling. It's all right. To say to you that if you were consciously aware that you have been around as long as we are consciously aware that we have been around, you would not let the things that people